I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Town hall meeting coming to Big Pine. That's right. The 4th District Inyo County Supervisor Jennifer Rozier will host an informational community gathering on Wednesday, March 4th, beginning at 6 p.m. in the Big Pine Town Hall, which is at 150 Dewey Street. Town hall meeting will include presentations from the following: Inyo County Emergency Services Manager Lisa Cox, discussing emergency alert systems; Eastern Sierra Council of Governments Wildfire Coordinator Kristen Pfeiffer, sharing community wildfire defense strategies; and Inyo Mono FireWise USA Coordinators Beth Burnham, addressing wildfire risk reduction. Attendees will also have the opportunity to meet the new Inyo County Administrative Officer, David Frazier, and participate in a question and answer session with Supervisor Rozier. Well, Congressman Kevin Kiley hosted Claudia Tanner as his guest at the State of the Union's address, honoring the life and legacy of her late husband, Bobby Tanner, a central figure in history of Mule Days and a beloved member of the Eastern community. Thank you very much, Congressman Kiley, for this very generous invitation and for remembering my husband, said Tanner. I know he would be very excited for us. Well, Save the Date, Laws Railroad Museum and Historical Site is hosting their 5th annual Women's History Day event Saturday, March 7th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This year's theme is Women Physicians on the Western Frontier. Dawkins will be in the Library and Arts Center to portray and describe the lives of frontier women who served the medical needs of early mining and railroad community. Train rides will be running for the occasion as well. Don't miss this. If you want more information, 760-873-5950. Well, coming up also is the 2026 Blake Jones Trout Derby. It is set for Saturday, March 21st in Bishop. Since 1968, the event has been a favorite of Eastern Sierra tradition. The Derby continues to draw both visitors and locals. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce strives to ensure the event remains sustainable so future generations can continue to enjoy the fun of fishing. Organizers have introduced a catch-and-release category and a special raffle prize for participants who collect trash while they're out on the water. They also stock significant more fish than are typically caught during the Derby to help maintain a healthy fish population. Lake Jones Trout Derby follows a blind bogey format with categories for adults and children of all ages. In addition to blind bogey awards, there will also be prizes for early bird registrations, biggest fish, and even special prizes for those who choose to catch and release. Well, registration, weigh-in, and the award ceremony will take place at the Eastern Sierra Tri-County Fair and Event Center in downtown Bishop. Fishing locations include Pleasant Valley Reservoir and the Owens River. California Department of Fish and Wildlife plants rainbow trout year-round in these waters, and the chamber will arrange supplemental stocking prior to the Derby with fish purchased from Wright's Rainbows. The Derby is a real family-friendly fishing event. In addition to the fishing contest, we'll have information booths, educational displays, music, and activities, explains Chamber Event Coordinator April Kress. And there's no need to pack a lunch. The Bishop Lions booth will be open at the fairgrounds, serving their popular hot dogs and hamburgers. Registration, by the way, is now open at bishopvisitor.com. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media or on X at Sierra Wave. Since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.